My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Pads are on for take command. I'm going to run full speed into Logan Paulson. I'm Craig Hoffman. I would fall over if that happened, just to be very, very clear. First day of pads today, Logan. Exciting day always in the training camp. Kind of timeline, fans back in attendance today as well as they were on Sunday. One more practice tomorrow before they take a break. Wednesday is an off day, so they changed that up. Initially, they were going to go 3 days in a row from what I was told, and then they've mixed that up. Thursday, the next practice. But we're in it, man. And next week, you know, it's not too long till they're up in New York doing the joint thing, and then on to preseason game number one. Here we are, padded practice time.
Here we are, man, and it's always fun when you get the padded practices, I think, because it's real football. You know, it's like all this speculation, and this guy looks good, and this guy's moving nice, and it's a little bit different when you put the pads on. Like, I remember, you know, when I was playing, I'd always try to kind of simulate the pads. I'd try to buy a weight vest and try to run the routes and try to, you know, do all this different stuff, and there's nothing quite like it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the weight vest does a good job of simulating kind of the weight of it, how you got to move with it on, but there's something about running into other people full speed that is just, you can't get any other way. And so I just, like, today going out there watching some of the young guys come to the field, I was like, I remember how nerve-wracking this day was, because you're like, do I still got it? Am I ready for it? Am I going to get embarrassed? Am I going to embarrass somebody? So I love the full padded days, as I loved them as a player too. Again, the first one's always a little bit nerve-wracking, but I thought it was great to see them in full pads. I think just the other thing I just wanted to point out real quick, because we're talking high-level stuff, is I've just been so impressed with the scheduling of this camp so far. I can't even stand it. Like, the way they've gone through every single phase, how they had the practice Sunday to lead into this one, and they could just, as a player, I just think, man, they're doing such a good job taking care of these guys, which is really nice to see. And you know, I know people are kind of moving this direction around the league, but it's I think Dan's done a really nice job. Dan and you know, Adam done a great job of kind of making sure these guys are taken care of. And again, kudos to the strength and conditioning staff, because I think they got a big say in that as well. But this is how you have a healthy team going into something like a joint practice, going into something like your first preseason game.
Yeah, the periodization of this has been so smart. And it's the kind of thing where you see it and you're like, why didn't everybody do it this way? Like, they have three unpadded practices, one each a little bit longer than the previous. Then you take a day off, let everybody recover. Cool. Then you have a pretty full practice Sunday, not padded. And then today is padded, but it's really short. It was supposed to be I think it was supposed to end at 10:25, so it's that an 85-minute practice.
Yeah.
And they wound up running through it pretty quick, and they were basically done at like 10:15, 10:10. And then they had a 10-minute kind of individual with your position group extra work period that was everybody, you know, helmets are off, like just kind of extra basic cool down work, almost skill work for some, you know, whatever. The D-line looked like they were in a prayer circle. I don't know what they were doing. But it really is intelligent in terms of the high level, because it's actually, you started talking about something that I want to now ask you about, have you explained to the audience, because I think it's kind of the kind of perspective you can only get from someone who played the game. But the difference in running and then performing the skills, if you will, of running routes and catching the football and all that kind of stuff in pads, and also especially when you talk about catching the ball in a helmet versus not, like, can you try to explain the difference to people of what that feels like?
Yeah, so I think the best way I had it articulated was like, I was doing with some strength coach something, and, you know, I was like, we got to be ready for, you know, I was probably 26, and I was like, I'm going to get ready for camp. I got to get in camp shape. And he kind of pulled me aside because he knew I was really into strength and conditioning. He was like, nothing we do here is ever going to simulate camp. And I kind of was like, why not? I'm running fast. I'm like, you know, lifting heavy weights. And he goes, there's something about getting into the competitive activity. You just ramp up a little bit more. So again, like I talked about how I tried to simulate it with the pads, but like it doesn't, you know, with the weight vest, but it doesn't actually one-to-one corollary because I'm not competing against somebody else the way I will be competing when it comes to training camp. And then you go from relatively low competition, like coaches do a good job of simulating, you know, with games and, you know, punishments and all that kind of stuff. But when you're out there and you go from basically zero competition, so you're operating, let's say, at, you know, 90%, to every single rep, you're operating at 95, 97, 98% of what you can do on a daily basis is a pretty stark increase in intensity. And I think the one thing about the preseason is that it does ramp up like that, right? You go non-padded. Again, it'll be faster because you're in competition. You put the pads on, it's even still faster, right? You go to your first joint practice, that's faster. First preseason, faster. You get a little bit of a regression. You kind of do the same thing again. And then it's faster for season. It's faster later in the season. It's faster for playoffs. Like, it's faster in the division. So there are times where it ramps up. And I think they've just handled those ramp up moments, like you said, really intelligently. Because as a player, like, I remember my first training camp, which was in 2010, I was not physically right till probably like 4 weeks into season. Like, my body was so banged up, so heavy, so sore. And I'm like, in retrospect, I thought that was necessary to kind of breed this toughness. But like, the practice today, man, they were popping pads. You know, they were being super physical. The tempo they were able to execute practice with was super high. So love all that stuff. And it's a way to get to that stuff in a smarter, more conducive way that's not going to wear you out the same way those old camps, those old double days, those old grind you to dust type of environments used to be. And again, that's not a criticism of Mike Shanahan. Like, his camp was relatively easy for the time frame they were in. But I'm saying, like, even now, like, the science, the intelligence, the decision making, I think it's going to lead to healthier, happier players that can play longer and have better lives post football. And I just think it's a great thing.
Yeah, that's all great information. That wasn't even what I was asking, but that's great. I was even just talking about the basics of, like, hey, your head becomes really heavy and when you're running a route with a helmet
on.
And the strain of that, the extra weight you carry of the pads themselves, like, there's an adjustment period of just like realizing how your body moves in space with that extra weight on. Additionally, there's also everything that actually leads into everything you just talked about in terms of the ramp up of how you thus condition those things over time so that you are not trying to make these leaps and you're asking your body to do more than it can handle, which is exactly how you get hurt.
Yeah, and I think the thing you brought up about pads there, the one thing that I used to experience almost to a T was like I'd be doing routes on air, 7-on-7 OTA routes, you know, mini camp routes with no pads on or like shells on. And you can shoulder through stuff, you could turn stuff, you could break down a little bit different. But when you run routes with the pads on, you add like an extra, you know, 2 inches to your surface area. So all of a sudden these DB strikes that they're putting out there in terms of jamming and rerouting, you can't shoulder through them the same way, right? Because you have more, the DB's got more surface area, right? You can't whip your head around the same way at the start. You know, like there's all these little subtle things that lead to a difference in play and performance that need to be accommodated. And then don't even get me started on run blocking. Like it totally changes everything you can do. Like as when you're blocking, like you have these handles on a guy, right? They can't slither through. They can't get skinny the same way. You can throw your hat across and not worry about him, you know, kind of dinging you or cutting your face up without a helmet on. Like you can get where you got to be. And so, again, like it becomes real, you know, like it, you know, the things I was just talking about in terms of saving and protecting players, but also like technically and tactically, there's a different element to it that you need to adjust to, which is, I think, also in addition to the physical fatigue, is also very mentally fatiguing. And again, takes a couple days to kind of adjust to, and for guys to start figuring out what they can and can't do now they got the pads on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.